and taking a look at the latest in sports here this morning on KJAN. The 11th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones jumped down to an early lead in a 104-84 victory over Coppin State last night. The Cyclones shot 56% for the game to close out non-conference play with an 11-1 record.
I was really pleased in both halves, for both halves, how they started both halves. And I thought really for the first 16 minutes of the first half, I thought defensively were really good. And last 4 minutes of the first half, we let up a little bit. But again, we started the second half the right way, and that's what I was most pleased about today. Just playing the right way. Wasn't really concerned about the score, but was our effort good? Were we locked into what we wanted to do? And I thought we did that.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says the Cyclones will need a good start on Saturday night when they open the Big 12 race at third-ranked Oklahoma.
It's going to be a focus for ours. You know, on the road, you got to play every possession, every minute, every media. It's going to take a super effort. Oklahoma's playing terrific, and hopefully we can get off to great starts and just try to win each media timeout one at a time.
Prohm says it will be an exciting way to start the league race.
You know, we'll be ready. I'm excited about it, our staff, our players. This is what conference basketball is about. It's going to be a great conference race. It's an 18 game. It's a long grind. And so, we got to be locked in for those 40 minutes in Norman and be ready to play.
Abdul Nader led the 6 Cyclones last night in double figures with 21 points in the victory. Jeremy Morgan scored 18 points, and Northern Iowa routed Bradley 80-44 in their Missouri Valley Conference opener for both schools. Northern Iowa has won 13 straight conference home games dating back to the 2013-14 season. Its 36-point win set a record in the conference for largest margin of victory. Morgan was 6 of 8 from the floor and had 6 rebounds and 4 assists. Bennett Cook scored 15 points, and Paul Jesperson and Clint Carlson added 12 apiece for Northern Iowa. Matt Bohannon chipped in 11 points with 3 3-pointers. Scotty James scored 9 points to lead Bradley, who falls to 2-12 on the season and 0-1 in conference play. And Northern Iowa moves to 9-5 on the season and 1-0, of course, in the conference. It was tied at 9 all 5 minutes into the game, but the Panthers used a 13-0 run and led 22-9 midway through the first half and cruised from there. Other scores in top 25 college basketball yesterday: 4th-ranked Maryland survived a scare in its Big Ten opener. Diamond Stone set a school record for freshmen by pouring in 39 points in the Terrapins 70-64 win over Penn State. Stone hit 4 straight free throws with just over a minute left to put the Terps ahead by 4. He also finished with 12 rebounds as the 12-1 Terrapins picked up their 6th straight win since a loss at North Carolina. The Nittany Lions led by 10 with 7:58 left before Maryland closed on a 25-11 run to avoid an upset loss on their home court. Anthony Gill and London Perantes each scored 8 points, while 5th-ranked Virginia opened the second half on a 24-7 run in a 71-58 verdict over Oakland. Marcus Page scored 18 points, and 7th-ranked North Carolina remained unbeaten all time against Clemson at Chapel Hill by downing the Tigers 80-69. Joel Berry II added 16 points for the 12-2 Tar Heels, who improved to 58-0 against Clemson at home. Also, Grayson Allen scored 24 of his career-high 33 points in the second half to lead the 15th-ranked Duke Blue Devils past Long Beach State 103-81. Number 19 West Virginia beat Virginia Tech 88-63 behind Javon Carter's 18 points. And Chris Silva contributed 13 points, 6 boards, and 3 blocks as 24th-rated South Carolina silenced state rival Francis Marion 78-56. In college football news, Kirk Ferentz has been selected as the Bobby Dodd Coach of the Year after leading Iowa to 12 wins and a spot in the Rose Bowl. Ferentz completing his 17th year as the longest-tenured coach in the Big Ten. He also previously won the Eddie Robinson Award given to the nation's top football coach in the Football Bowl subdivision. Clemson's Dabo Swinney was named the Associated Press Coach of the Year. The Bobby Dodd Trophy presented by the Peach Bowl and the Bobby Dodd Foundation recognizes scholarship, leadership, and success on the field. From 2013 to 2015, the Iowa team served more than 1,500 community service hours. Iowa will play Stanford in Friday's Rose Bowl. Alabama's Nick Saban was the award winner in 2014. Also in bowl games yesterday, Dak Prescott has closed down his college career in an impressive fashion. He set a Belk Bowl record with 380 passing yards to earn MVP honors in Mississippi State's 51-28 romp over North Carolina State. He threw for 4 touchdowns while completing 25 of his 42 passes. He also ran for 47 yards, become the 4th player in FBS history to to throw for 9,000 yards and run for 2,500 yards in his career. In other bowl game action, Rafael Gaglione hit a 29-yard field goal with 2:27 left to give 23rd-ranked Wisconsin a 23-21 win over Southern Cal in the Holiday Bowl at San Diego. Badgers linebacker Jake Cicci sacked Kessler on three straight plays in the third quarter after entering the game with two career sacks. Backup Jeremy Johnson threw for a touchdown and ran for another to lift Auburn over Memphis 31-10 in the Birmingham Bowl. The Tigers scored three touchdowns in a five-minute span beginning late in the third quarter to avoid the first losing season of Gus Malzahn's 11-year college coaching career. Lamar Jackson ran for a career high in Music City Bowl record 226 yards and two touchdowns in Louisville's 27-21 win against Texas A&M. Jackson also threw for two scores in leading the 8-5 Cardinals to their eighth victory in 10 games and the third in their last four bowl appearances. And also, Clemson coach Dabo Swinney has sent three players home for violating team rules. The decision comes on the eve of the Tigers' top semifinal game against Oklahoma here today. Receiver Deion Kane, kicker Amon Lackup, and tight end J.J. McCullough are all backups, but Kane had 34 receptions this season for 582 yards. Swinney said didn't say what the players did wrong, but did say they would not be welcomed back if the Tigers advanced to the championship game. The Hawkeyes and Stanford Cardinal will go over their final game plans one more time today in preparation for the Rose Bowl matchup on Friday. Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis says they have a plan they follow to get ready.
Before we leave Iowa City, we like to have almost everything in the game plan and have, given it to the players. Then when you get to the site, you kind of tweak it a little bit, and then you put in some special situations. So I think preparation has been well, has gone well.
Even though both teams are near Hollywood, don't expect a movie-type script where the Hawkeyes install an entirely new offense to surprise Stanford. And Davis says Stanford won't do that either, as both teams will refine the things that work well for them already.
You may do something that you haven't done a whole lot of because it fits a certain scheme or whatever, or you may do more of something. But basically, your offense and your defense that has got you to this point, that's what you're going to do.
Davis says the Cardinal do offer a different look for his offense.
Stanford is a team that when you look at them, they play a bunch of linebackers. And they do some things that are a little bit unique with their linebackers. A lot of times when you see, four linebackers going to a ball game, you know exactly what front they're going to be in. Stanford will play four linebackers most of the game. But the structure up front is changing constantly. So I think your offensive line has to be really in tune to that. And then obviously CJ's got to be in tune to it because he'll be getting us in and out of plays.
And Davis says quarterback CJ Beathard will also have to be aware of it to get them into the right play. And senior Blake Martinez is one of the linebackers for Stanford. He knows they will have to work hard against Iowa.
But I think their key component is their offensive line. Everything that they do, they work well together. Even if one guy makes a mistake, the other guy's going to make up for it, and then that guy is just going to go and find that person's guy. And it just seems like they all work together as a well-oiled machine.
Martinez says he noticed right away that Beathard is a great quarterback who can throw the ball and also makes things happen by scrambling. Iowa uses several different running backs, and Martinez says you can't learn everything about each one.
You just have to prepare for what they do most of the part. Obviously, there's certain running backs that do certain things better than others, and you just have to kind of maybe see little tendencies out there. But once the guy's out there, you just go and play football.
The tight ends of Iowa are another weapon for Stanford to worry about.
For me, at least, since I'm a linebacker, I'll be covering those guys, and they're really good. They're probably the best tight ends we faced all season, and I'm ready for the competition.
Iowa and Stanford kick off tomorrow at 4:10 Central Time, and we'll have that coverage here on the Hawkeye Radio Network with the pregame at 2 o'clock here on KJAN. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning. Sports was brought to you here this hour by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.